Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
The Wisdom of Walking with God Daily. Wisdom Seeds. org/The Wisdom of Walking with God Daily YP Walking with God is not just about church attendance. It is a daily relationship. Genesis 5 verse 24 says, Enoch walked faithfully with God. That phrase sounds simple, but it carries deep meaning. Walking with God means inviting him into ordinary life. You pray while driving to work. You seek wisdom before making decisions. You stop feeding habits that pull your heart away from him. You obey even when obedience feels uncomfortable. Some Christians treat God like emergency help. They pray only during a crisis. But walking with God means staying connected during normal days too. Jesus often withdrew to pray even when crowds surrounded him. Luke 5 verse 16 says, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. If Jesus needed regular communion with the Father, you certainly do too. Daily walking with God changes your thinking. Romans 12 verse 2 says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The world trains people toward pride, greed, lust, comparison, and selfishness. Without daily renewal, your mind slowly absorbs those patterns. A man who constantly consumes angry content eventually becomes angry. A woman who constantly compares herself online eventually loses contentment. Walking with God protects your heart from spiritual drift. Psalm 1 describes a person who delights in God's word like a tree planted by streams of water. Strong roots produce stable fruit. That picture matters. January 2nd storms still come. Pressure still comes. But rooted people remain standing. Walking with God also sharpens spiritual awareness. The closer you walk with God, the quicker you notice conviction. Compromise becomes uncomfortable. Sin stops feeling normal. The Holy Spirit corrects you faster because your heart stays sensitive. One older believer once said, "When I neglected prayer for weeks, my soul felt dusty." That image feels real because spiritual neglect slowly affects the inner life. James 4 verse 8 says, "Come near to God, and he will come near to you." Notice the invitation. God desires closeness. Walking with God daily does not require perfection. It requires surrender. You keep turning toward him. You repent quickly. You keep seeking him even after failure. Faith grows stronger through a steady relationship, not occasional emotional moments. Thank you for listening to the message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast February 2nd.